The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Lara Nedelicki of the Anamosa Journal Eureka and A.J. Taylor of KIOW Radio. Lara, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
All right. Senator, can you update us on your hearing on the consolidation and competition within the seed and agrochemical agencies?
Well, it'll be a conclusive statement because the hearing's over. The update is that we had the hearing. We had witnesses from the corporations involved. We had hearings from an antitrust lawyer. We had hearings from two major farm organizations and one commodity group. Obviously, the corporations spoke in favor of their mergers. The antitrust lawyer spoke against it. One farm organization was against it. Another farm organization was for it with some caveats about how far it should go and some questions about issues that ought to be taken into consideration by the Department of Justice. And then we had a commodity group, that'd be corn and soybeans, that were testified in support of it. So the bottom line of it is that Congress isn't going to intervene in these because it traditionally doesn't do that. I shouldn't say traditionally. I don't know that it's ever done it. Maybe going back to break up a Standard Oil 110 years ago. The antitrust laws are on the books. We expect the Federal Trade Commission, the Department of Justice, to enforce them. And so the purpose of the hearing was to make sure that everything's out on the table. Everybody had all sides had a chance to be heard, because it doesn't always happen in the Department of Justice or the Federal Trade Commission that all sides are heard. And the idea was to make sure that the regulators that have to decide whether or not these mergers are competitive or anti-competitive, and if they're anti-competitive, it violates the antitrust laws. The purpose of the hearing then boils down to getting the facts out on the table, and secondly, to make sure that each of the regulators do due diligence.
So when will it be determined whether it violates antitrust laws?
There's no timeline in it. The Justice Department, the Federal Trade Commission, can take as long as they like, and I doubt if I could say that they have a reputation of just stringing things out for the purpose of stringing them out. But I'm sure since what the Justice Department does, instead of determining it's got to be done by a certain time, it's always subject to appeal to the courts. And I'm sure that if they decide the merger shouldn't go through or it should go through and it's challenged in the courts, they want the best possible case to back up their legal decision.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, Senator, good to talk with you again, A.J. Taylor, with you here. I wanted to find out a little bit more about this veto override that you did in
sure.
Congress concerning the 9/11 victims.
Yeah.
This was a pretty historic event, considering this is not something Congress has done very much in the past.
That's right. And from the standpoint of history, also don't forget that 9/11 has only happened once in the history of the United States. And this is a response to make sure that the 9/11 victims get their day in court. It doesn't guarantee them any award. It doesn't guarantee that Saudi government is guilty of anything. Most courts have thrown out suits like this because it violates the sovereign immunity laws that we have in this country, that a government, a sovereign government, can't be sued. This allows for the suit only for a Saudi government. It doesn't allow an individual Saudi to be sued, and consequently then it doesn't open the door, as some people would tell you, that perhaps American soldiers could be sued, or individual Americans be sued, because this is a individual American to a government, and it doesn't cover acts of war, so soldiers can't be sued, and it's very limited. So I don't think there's any fear of it, but the president vetoed it because he thought it was a violation of the law. Like I said, all it does is give any American citizen that thinks they've been wronged because of 9/11 and that Saudi government might be behind it, it gives those people their day in court. It doesn't guarantee them any award coming out of that court decision.
Thank you.
Senator Grassley, I received the press release from your office this morning about the estate tax.
About the estate tax?
Right. I know you're in favor of repealing that, right?
Yeah.
If that is repealed, how would that affect our federal budget and the deficit?
Well, about a little less than 1% of all the revenue that comes into the federal government comes from the estate tax. And it would affect that naturally if you did away with it. But just the opposite, you know. First of all, the estate tax is unfair from the standpoint that it doesn't take inflation into consideration. So we've had a gigantic increase in land values because of inflation. It's wrong to tax inflation. It's not wrong to tax real income, but to tax inflation is wrong. And you don't get any of that taken into consideration. So we have this high value of farmland that has gone up tremendously in the last 6 or 7 years, and you would be taxing that inflation. So to do away with the estate tax is to make it easier to pass on from one family to another, the family farm or small business. And that's all it's meant to do. But to some extent, it's unfair to tax that inflation. So that's why the Thune-Grassley bill would do away with it. So what we're trying to do is to encourage the Obama administration abandon proposed estate tax regulations. That's separate from what I described, the Grassley Thune legislation that does away with the estate tax. But that's what I favor, obviously.
So what are the proposed regulations from the Obama administration?
Okay. It makes it very difficult for minority stockholders to protect their investment from the government. They would tax it. It almost turns out to be an asset tax. Nothing wrong with an income tax, but when you start taxing assets that are inflated, that turns out to be not taxation but confiscation.
So if the death tax or estate tax is repealed, then how would we make up that money in the budget? Would it have to be up somewhere, since I guess that 1% does?
Yeah. Yes, it would be made up, but one of the reasons of dealing with it is just to plead to the unfairness of it, regardless of the amount of revenue it brings in, because anything that makes it difficult to pass on a small business or a family farm from one generation to another should not be the tax should not be making that prohibitive.
Switching gears for a moment, coming out of your Judiciary Committee was a sexual assault survivors' bill of rights. Can you give us a little bit of a detail on this? Evidently, it has passed the House or the Senate.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it's passed the Senate and the House, and it's gone to the President. The President should sign it. It passed unanimously last night. on the Senate floor, just like it passed unanimously when it went through the Senate the first time, through the House of Representatives. I can remember the vote in the House of Representatives, 399-0. And basically, it gives people right to have rape kits preserved for at least 20 years or longer, if that's if there's other provisions of law that allow it to be retained longer, but at least for 20 years. It gives victims certain rights of against, for instance, going to a doctor, being being reviewed by a doctor, that would not be a basis for conviction or to be used against that particular person. It's basically something that we have not had before, and too often the victims of sexual assault, instead of being considered a victim, are often considered perpetrator or a willing partner in the crime, and we got to get away from that.
Thank you, Lara and AJ, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.